This is Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. According to the Virginia Education Association's website, VEA stands up for public education, Virginia students, and for education employees, and they welcome those who work in and for public schools. End quote. On their legislative agenda is to encourage the Virginia Assembly to reallocate incarceration dollars to education. They want Virginia to spend less money on prisons and more money on civil government schools. Quote, Virginia ranks 39th in state per pupil funding, pre-K through 12. However, our state ranks 13th in state corrections expenditures per offender. Is this an accurate reflection of our priorities? Sensible sentencing reform could reduce costs associated with incarceration and free up funding for our schools. End quote. My point here is completely serious. The VEA makes a distinction where there shouldn't be one. They frame the issue as education versus incarceration. Or should we spend money on schools or on prisons? In civil government schools, education is incarceration, though. Cells and bells. Herded from one room to another, prompted by a bell. Discouraged from individualized learning and cultivating, even in the best education environments. Prompted to give the right answer in a teach and test system. Precluded from discussing and searching for meaning to life because the civil government doesn't want them ultimately exposed to Christianity. Civil government schools are everything education shouldn't be. They're the opposite of freedom, not only because they teach enslavement to the civil government humans, but because they don't cultivate gifts and talents. How is that any different than prison? Lastly, the Bible doesn't justify such a thing as civil government prison. Neither does it justify such a thing as civil government school. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.